connoisseurs of ranch, buffalo wings, and Pop-Tarts. Here's more of Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Sometimes at a very young age, you get your passion in life. And this 8-year-old obviously has a passion for all things farming and tractors because he's at a farm show talking with a tractor salesperson, but he might be the expert.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe that's from 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably...
Oh, if I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. Aterex, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. I love it.
It wasn't nearly as cute when I did it as a kid. Uh-huh.
Someone's grandpa got imported into that kid's soul.
I love it.
That's a good company. Yeah. 1853, that sure is.
37.
1830,
right.
I'm sorry. Take away my Iowa card.
You weren't even listening, Kurt.
Oh, that was good. Love that kid.
I mean, some kids, I'm sure that kid could go on a 3 to 5 minute presentation, tell you everything there is to know about tractors, or at least give you, you know, a lot of good information.
Sure.
Did your kids, Ken, when they were younger, just have something that they could go on and on about and give you, like, hey, you have a 3 minute presentation, you could talk about the thing that the most impassioned thing? What is it?
Well, duct tape, clothing right. was one from the girls,
yes.
especially.
I forgot they about the duct tape dresses.
On and on and on.
Cool.
They made duct
Did they
tape.
Do it for prom or something?
No, it was when they were way younger. And then they had everything, accessories too. So they had purses and.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one. Theo, the game Bakugan.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
You don't remember Bakugan?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He went on and on and on and on about
it. The little things that pop open, right? The little circles.
Yes.
You
throw them
and roll them and they pop open.
It's like a Pokemon-esque.
Gotcha. Yeah, and there were cards that went with it. And all I ever know is that no matter what my score was, I still lost.
That's how games work.
There was always some reason...
Some Why? Rule you didn't know?
Some rule that I that it didn't count or...
No, Dad, actually, I win because...
Because he had this card that went with that or whatever, and uh-huh. I could never follow it. But then he would explain it to me, and I was even more lost. But yeah, he could go on and on. All right, Brittany in West Des Moines. All right, your child goes on and on about what?
Greek mythology.
Ooh.
Wow.
My brother got into that. It's cool stuff.
How old? Yeah. Now, this is your daughter, right?
Yeah.
And how old is she?
She's 14, but she could go on and on about it since she's been like, I want to say like 8.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what caused this? Like, what did she see or read that she thought, okay, now Greek mythology is going to be kind of her thing?
When she was 8, she got really into, like, studying different religions and kind of going from there.
Uh-huh.
But has always kind of stuck with, like, the Greek mythology. But she can tell you just about... any of the mythologies.
What do people say when she goes, you know, starts going on about it?
Just thought it's really cool, and how do you know all this information?
Right?
And mom's over there like, man, she makes me look good.
And does she ever find anybody that can talk about it with her to, you know, for enough for her to be satisfied with that kind of conversation?
If you've watched Percy Jackson, then yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Because I can't even pronounce the names, half the names in Greek mythology. I mean, reading Homer's Odyssey and Iliad, that was a chore. But your daughter sounds like she would love it.
That's great. Thank you, Brittany. Have a great day. Appreciate the call.
You too.
Bye.
515-280-1025. The number to call Star and tell us what's on your mind.